On the show today, we have United Nations Federal Credit Union's Eric Darmanin talking about their 2016 CUNA Lending Council Excellence in Lending Award. So check it out. Welcome to the show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Eric Darmanin from United Nations Federal Credit Union. How are you, Eric?
Thank you, Mike. I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. And you are an award winner, a recent award winner from the 2016 CUNA Lending Council Excellence in Lending Award. Congratulations. How's it feel?
Yes, we are. We are so pleased to have won this award. You know, at the United Nations Federal Credit Union, our mission is to serve the people who serve the world. And so we strive every day to provide products and services to our 125,000 members in over 200 countries. We feel that makes us very unique. And we're very pleased. We're very pleased that CUNA has recognized us for our accomplishments in lending. And we're very proud of our employees. It was a true team effort. We're very pleased with the support we received from senior management and from our board. And so overall, we couldn't be happier.
Awesome. Awesome. So can you give folks out there an idea? I mean, how you guys won it? What did you do to win this? I mean, sure there may be a couple of people out there that didn't read the actual the award, but what did you guys do to win this?
Yeah, of course. It took a lot. So, you know, it all started in 2013.
Okay.
When our senior management and our board embarked on a mission to go through a strategic planning initiative, they identified certain key priorities. Among them was to go on a loan growth initiative. At the time, our loan-to-share ratio was about 42%, which is relatively low, and we felt it was time to start growing lending. And so in 2014, we started building the infrastructure and planning for what it would take to start growing our business. We first started out by surveying our members and understanding their needs. And one of the things we found after many years of visiting Washington, D.C., where the UN happens to have close to two dozen agencies, in visiting Washington, D.C., we used to hear from members all the time that it would be nice to have a local office there. So we decided to grow the loan portfolio, starting with mortgage lending, and decided that it was a good idea to open an office in Washington, D.C., and hire a loan production team there. And once we decided that that's where we were going to go, we wanted to make sure that we just built a very solid platform.
Right.
So we adjusted our underwriting guidelines to make sure that we can meet the needs under many scenarios of UN employees and members of UNA USA. We then hired a sales team and a director of mortgage sales in that market. And we were very fortunate to bring on a very solid team. We also developed our local staff in Long Island City to build the infrastructure. We enhanced our technology by bringing on a new loan origination system. We streamlined our processes and procedures. It was multifaceted. It took many things to get us here.
So, I mean, this sounds like a lot of work, but it's well deserved because, I mean, it sounds like the rewards that you guys are receiving have, are well deserved. So, I mean, can you tell us about some of the, how it's benefited your credit union and what some of the results have been since all this work has taken place?
Sure. Yeah, of course. So some of the results, just to give an idea, as I said, 2014 was a building year. So in 2014, our loan originations were about $199 million. And by comparison, in 2015, we originated $532 million in residential mortgages. We're on track in 2016 to continue to exceed that number.
Eric, nice.
Yes. We're very pleased with that. Very pleased. And that has resulted in the loan growth that we hoped for. In 2014, our loan growth was about 6.5%. And in 2015, our loan growth exceeded 20%.
Goodness.
And that has helped us in many ways. And you know, we didn't just focus on the growth. We focused on making sure we continue to serve our members.
Right.
We have our members fill out a survey, a customer satisfaction survey, on each mortgage closing. And we are rated on a scale of 1 to 10. And we consistently score in excess of 9. So we're receiving very high customer service scores as well.
That's amazing. Yeah. This sounds kind of unique. This sounds like your circumstances sound kind of unique in credit union land. But are there any practices that other credit unions could maybe adopt or maybe kind of like, hey, we could do something that maybe spin it a different way? Is there anything that others could do to kind of experience the same success you guys have experienced?
Of course, absolutely. You know, it comes down to first knowing your members. We, As I said, we adjusted our mortgage underwriting guidelines to make sure we're meeting our member needs while also meeting the growth potential that we were facing. So I would say first, make sure you understand your members, engage with them, take surveys, understand truly what their market needs are, what their financial needs are. And then if you're going to embark on a mission of significant growth, then build a business plan that is consistent with that growth. You know, when if you focus too much on the growth, you run the risk that expenses could get out of control. You may not have the necessary controls in place. You know, it's a lot different running a large business than a small business.
Yep.
So we established 5 key priorities. We said we want to make sure we focus on production, efficiency, quality, member service, and compliance. And so we set benchmarks for each on where we would like to meet them. We measure ourselves against those benchmarks, and we continuously strive to get better in each of the 5 areas. Okay. We say all the time, we need to be uncompromising in each of those 5 areas.
Right on.
So in summary, I would say for any credit union, first know your members and then build a solid business plan.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And before we go, I want to address the trophies and stuff behind you. My gosh, that's quite a collection you got going behind you.
Yes. So this is not our first trip down the path of accepting a CUNA Mutual Award, a CUNA Lending Award. In addition to winning this year, we also won. This is our Mortgage Lending Award. This is our Consumer Lending Award from 2012. And what you have back there is a prior award. So we're proud of our accomplishments, and we like to display them. And in fact, we like to celebrate our successes. So
as well
just
you should.
The CUNA award that we won recently, you know, here at the credit union, we have a big display case where we keep our awards. We took some of these out today to demonstrate our success in lending. But before the 2016 award goes in the cabinet, we're letting each manager share the opportunity to keep it in their office and to share it with their staff. In fact, next week I'll be going to our Washington, D.C. office. I'll bring it with me then so that they can share and see the results of their success. And that, again, is part of our plan, part of how we like to succeed by celebrating our successes.
Right, kind of like the Stanley Cup, where it goes from player to player, and who knows where it goes.
Kind of like that. We treat it with somewhat more respect.
Yeah. Yes. Just kidding.
Yes, of course.
Very cool, Eric. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on your success. Well done. Do you guys see it going from here? I mean, just looking into 2017, kind of getting out your crystal ball. What do you see happening there?
Into 2017, right now we continue to enhance our technology. We will be rolling into a new core system within the next 12 months. Based on the new core system, we have some things in mind that, in addition to growing mortgage lending, we plan on expanding consumer lending as well. We have a few things in mind. You know, one of the things I didn't mention, talk about mortgages, is that one of the things we did that we think is really different is that we rolled out a mortgage program in Kenya, in Nairobi, Kenya. We do have a representative office there, and our members for many years have been asking for the opportunity to help them with buying homes in that market. And so we plan on doing things similar to that, continuing to offer more products and services to our members. Some of our members working for the UN are paid in multiple currencies, so we will find ways to be able to provide them products and services even if they're not paid in U.S. dollars.
Gosh, what an interesting story. What an interesting story. I mean, what an interesting place to work, too. My gosh, because you're dealing not just domestically but globally, like you said, with the different currencies, different countries, all this type of stuff. So it's every day is different, it sounds like.
Yes. You know, every credit union has its unique field of membership. And I think ours is a little bit more unique and special than most. Yes.
Most definitely. Well, cool. That's a great message to end on, Eric. Thank you so much. Let's check back in again and see how you guys are doing maybe a little later in 2017. It'd be exciting to see.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Eric. Well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.